Michael Gudinski was like an extended member of the Triple M lineup, a pivotal member of the Triple M family and the community. And as we celebrate his incredible life and the legacy that he leaves behind, our Triple M family, which you are a part of, are sharing stories of the great man. Scott, you met Michael while at work one day.
I started doing security many years ago, and when the M1 concert was on in Melbourne, I stopped Michael from going backstage because he didn't have any credentials. He had to go and get some.
Oh, I'm sure he would have loved you for that, Scott.
Oh, he did. I copped a few words, so yeah. I didn't know who he was, so yeah, I was just doing my job.
And now you'll never forget him.
Nah, never.
Brian, how are you going?
Yeah, good, sad to hear, but I'll just tell you, I've met the great man once. It was at the Countdown concert. We got them all back together again, and we were lucky enough to have the front row. And he stood right at the side like a proud father watching all the acts coming on. You know, there was Hush and Sherbet, Old 55, Alex Smith from Moving Pictures. And we were sort of chatting in between the gig, in between the shows, and just what an absolutely great bloke. Really, really nice man.
Yeah, you're right. He really did watch on as a proud father.
He did. He really, really did. He had like a paper in his hand, like who was coming up next and things like that. And it's explaining, like, to us, like, with a group of five of us, how they come, how they evolved, you know, in between. And it was just really, really great to listen to.
You got to experience his passion for music firsthand.
Exactly right. And of all things too, was the Countdown reunion concert. It was absolutely fantastic.
Oh, what an experience. Peter, you were a big admirer of Michael's. How are you feeling today?
I can't believe about Michael Gudinski. That's so sad. I met him once at the Mercury Lounge with Jimmy Barnes.
Oh, wow.
And they were both walking down the stairs and everything like that. And he actually asked if we were right for drinks and stuff like that. Because I think he had part ownership in the Mercury Lounge then when it was open.
A good old Crown Casino.
Yeah.
Geez, I used to frequent there and watch the gigs there too.
Yeah, Richard Clapton, he's playing now. He used to play there a bit. Dragon, Australian bands like that. But I can't believe that.
And you met him another time.
A Mushroom Records match, 1978. Richmond Cheer Squad, and we played Mushroom Records, and they had international singers as well. So there was John Cougar, and Shirley Strong was on the other team. From the Sports, the lead singer of the Sports, and he lived in Melbourne. He lived right near us. Steve Cummings, Molly Meldrum was on the other team, and they said, make sure he gets flattened in the middle and just covered in mud, just for a laugh. So that all happened. And I think he played in that football match against us. I'm sure he did.
You'll have to go try and dig up some photos from that footy match. Jeff, you are a huge Aussie and Kiwi music lover. How are you feeling today?
Oh, mate, I'm gutted. Just for looking at the CD, they've got their 25 years of Mushroom Records. He signed for me that book, and I was going to the Mushroom Records, the CDs, the 70s, all through that 70s, the Mushroom concert there. But I met him actually twice, once at the backstage of the International Music Festival, 2003. And, oh, look, top bloke, what people don't realise is guys like him, they've got all these guys to go. You know?
Yep. He's the guy that introduced us to so many incredible acts. I mean, Jeff, your music taste is pretty much thanks to Michael Gudinski.
I remember, I think I was about 11, so just to show my age to you, 1980. My parents' very first cassette they ever bought me was a Mushroom labelled Split Ends True Colours. Been a lot of larger-than-life characters in Australia, and I put him and Molly in the same bucket because they were just so huge for our industry.
And if they were telling you to listen to something, you listened.
Oh, absolutely you did. Yeah. Scott, I remember as a kid, because where I grew up in regional Victoria, we only had the local channel and regional ABC, and my God, we were glued to Countdown every week with Molly, or we were listening to Mushroom, like our own music. So what do you do when you live in the bush? So every time I saw him speak on telly or listened to him on the radio, I listened.
For sure. And when he put together a gig, you went, which is exactly what you used to do, Michelle, whenever there was a gig put on.
Yeah, and I went to the Mushroom 25 concert, which was obviously about 24 years ago now, and that was awesome. That was like one of the best concerts I'd ever been to.
Who were some of the standouts for you?
Kylie Minogue. Well, obviously, Triple M don't play her, but still.
We could break a rule today.
I think it could be the day for it. Who else was there? Oh, well, Paul Kelly. Renee Geyer. I was looking back at the set list because I was trying to remember.
Today is definitely the day to start going through all those set lists, finding your old ticket stubs and flicking through any old photos you might have with the man or of the great man, remembering Michael Gudinski.